Construction crews are swarming through the nearly 95-year-old building, calmly waiting to greet you in the midst of this hurricane of activity. In an immaculate white chef's jacket is the Edison Restaurant's culinary captain, John Minas.
Nice to meet you, John.
John, real pleasure.
Minas is by no means a stranger to Tallahassee.
For the last 4 years, I had the honor and pleasure of serving our governor and First Lady, Governor Rick Scott and First Lady Ann Scott, at the mansion.
Minas says the Edison Restaurant will actually be 8 distinct eating and drinking establishments in one location.
It's like a food court in a sense. You want to come in after a nice 18-hole round of golf and have a beer. You want to bring a date and have a delicious 3-course bottle of wine meal, quick cup of coffee, very elegant 7-course wine dinner, the banquet hall on top of that. Wedding receptions and rehearsal lunches. There's nothing we can't do here.
Inside the street-level front door is the main dining room and bar.
There will be a host stand here. We have our maitre d' dressed to the nines. Every host is looking perfect. We have some fun, comfortable couches and seats here that we're going to pick out. Then this elevator, this will be wall-to-wall, top-to-bottom, white subway tile, and each one of those sockets is going to house an Edison light bulb.
Bulbs, which Minas says are incredibly rare and very tough to find. He says this will be the Edison's, you'll excuse the expression, power center.
In the corner, we have our booth, a round booth that's going to be where I think is the place you want to sit in this establishment, in this dining room.
There's a covered outside deck bar overlooking the Cascades Park Amphitheater.
And that will provide drinks for this area, and it is a limited cocktail menu. So that'll be more your Jack and Coke, vodka tonic, gin and tonic, things like that, but also Rosewater Pink Lemonade, which is one of our signature cocktails, will be available through here, shaken with gin or virgin, whatever they want.
Directly below is a cozy, verdant nook for craft beer aficionados.
What we're having here is around the back perimeter, that's going to be banquette seating for about 40 to 50 people total in this area. Lush greenery landscaping. This spiral staircase was a piece of the building, and historically it needs to be kept.
Except now it will carry plantings instead of foot traffic. On the Edison's topmost level is the banquet hall.
This is where you would typically see wedding parties, reception dinners, cocktail receptions, fundraisers, luncheons, all kinds of different events.
There are even liquor lockers where upscale guests can keep their private stash of vintage wines and spirits for special occasions. The Edison's main kitchen has every conceivable contrivance for professional food preparation.
Moving down, we'll have a standing fridge, a standing freezer. Then we have our triple fryer. We've got an 8-burner gas stove with 2 ovens. We have our plancha, which will go next to that, and then the char broiler, which will go on the opposite side.
On the ground level, areas for coffee, wine, home-churned ice cream, and lighter fare.
Cafe concept, smoothie, salad, sandwiches, coffee by Catalina Cafe. This will be called Power Plant.
There are upper and lower patio spaces. The downstairs will feature fire pits and a backyard ambiance with comfort food treats.
You can get hot chocolate, you can get hot toddies, you can get a glass of wine, you can get and a package of s'mores to roast over the front. It's a great idea.
Taking the family to a Cascades Park concert, have the Edison make you up a picnic basket for the occasion.
You can just order it online, pick it up briefly, and go and walk and enjoy the rest of the night. And you can just have a nice picnic basket with you to take home. It's a great little concept.
So what style of cuisine will the Edison be known for? Minas says the food will represent 3 primary regions.
I have a big background in Armenian and Syrian and Lebanese food. That's my heart, my passion. I am a Yankee also. I'm from Boston, Massachusetts originally.
Plus his take on American Southern cooking, a bit less deep fried and healthier than traditional, but still very home style.
We are trying as little as possible to buy anything from outside. We want to really give the guests our flavors and our experience that we want them to take with them and come back over and over and over again.
So when will the Edison be open? Minas says weeks, if not days.
That is fluid right now, but it will be in mid-September is the idea as of right now.
Tallahassee's Edison Restaurant, ready to electrify the area just as the building did almost 100 years ago when it was the capital city's main energy source. For WFSU News, I'm Tom Flanagan.